Don't forget you can listen to Animal Radio from wherever you are. There are so many ways to listen. Obviously, you can listen at animalradio.com. You can download the Animal Radio app for your iPhone and Android. It is a free download, by the way. People call in saying, is that a free? It is a free download. Can't lose anything from it. Stitcher has us. TuneIn has us. Of course, the radio station that you're listening to us on right now. There's so many ways to listen. You can learn more over at animalradio.com. Hey, Donna. Welcome.
Hey, I just have a question for your vet.
All right. I'm right here. This is Dr. Debbie. What can I help you with?
Yes. I'm trying to find a kitten, you know, from a breeder. You know, it's down, you know, I'm looking at three or four different breeds. And basically, my question is, I seem to be getting the attitude from all these breeders. You know, I'll ask them questions about, you know, well, do they have the kittens have to run out of the house? Are they kept in a bedroom? Or do you keep them in a cage? And, you know, can you take them outside in the yard in the fenced-in area on the grass and maybe shoot a quick video so I can see how they act? And, you know, I'm interested in not only a, you know, cat that looks the way I would like it to look, but also one that is mentally and emotionally healthy and has been exposed to socialization and different environments, or, you know, not just the inside of a house or a bedroom.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
And
yeah.
I want a confident, happy animal that can cope with its surroundings. If I want to take it at 4 months of age, which breeders insist on keeping the cats until they're that old, and so all the windows of opportunity for socialization and so on are pretty much closed when you get it. And I'll ask these breeders questions about, you know, how the kitten's disposition is, and they won't even bother to answer me. You know, one breeder emailed me well, nobody's ever complained about any of my kittens before. And another one offered me an adult female that she had been breeding that was 3 or 4 years old for $800, $1,000 with shipping. And the only thing I had was a 3 or 4 year old picture that was taken when the cat was a kitten. And I'm wondering if I'm being unreasonable or, okay, you know, or is it just cat breeders?
Yeah, well, you know, so you're looking at cats that are not in your area, correct? You're looking for cats in other states or something?
Well, yes, because I am looking for kind of a specific-looking cat. I'd be happy with, you know, two or three different breeds. It doesn't have to be just one.
Which you've got some really great thoughts on how you want to select a cat. And you're right. It is important. Number one is personality. Personality, is it the right fit? I don't care what a cat looks like. I want to know if the lifestyle is going to fit with my household. Do you have a very busy, noisy household? You know, do you have kids? A cat's personality is going to be very important to match that. So you got, you know, the right kitty for the household. Now, what you're doing is you're asking these people to really pre-select the cats for you. And I have to say that, you know, this is really your responsibility. So if you're going to choose to find a cat outside of the city or the state where you're at, you're at a disadvantage. You need to be the one to make these decisions, how that cat looks. Now, this is the digital age, and I don't know. It doesn't seem hard to me to make a video of a cat or a dog playing, and put that on YouTube, drop it in an email. Heck, I see animals' symptoms all the time by iPhone in my office. So I don't think that would be a strange or an extreme request, but you are trying to screen for personality with you not being even there. So there's going to be some big shortcomings with that approach. So, you know, adopting from a shelter is not a bad idea. You have some on-the-ground experience. You can screen the cats. You can get them young. And I have run into this with breeders where they insist on keeping dogs or cats until they're 4 months of age, 5 months of age even, believe it or not. And you're right. There's a big social window by 4 months of age that we really want to be able to expose kitties and puppies to all these different things in their world. So you're going to be missing out on that opportunity. Not that it means you won't have a good cat in the end, but if you have that opportunity during that age, it would be ideal to expose them to all the sights, sounds, smells, things in your world that might they might encounter and that you want them to be chill with. So I don't know. I feel your frustration sometimes when it comes to breeders, and you know, that's kind of this whole movement. Do we need people who just want to breed for that $600 sale? Is that really the right thing for the animal? Are we saving lives? Are we dooming animals to living in kennels to be the breeders for the next generation of purchase pets in this manner? So just be cautious. You're supporting an industry that, if you don't get the right feel from those people, you're under no obligation to support them with your dollars. And that's really how this works out. So there's got to be cat breeders out there that fit your needs and your desires for what you're looking for. And I'd have to say that if it means getting in a car and driving or getting on a plane, if I had to pick out a pet that way, I would have my hands on it and I would do everything I could to screen that pet to make sure it had the communication with me, it had that bond, and that it was going to be a good fit personality-wise. So I don't know. I hate to be a breeder basher, but I'd have to say that you've got some challenges with what you're trying to do there, Donna.
Thanks for your call, Donna.
Alan Cable with your Real Dogs Doing Amazing Things watch. You probably didn't know this, but during World War I, pit bulls were revered. They were on all the war posters, and the dog in The Little Rascals is a pit bull. It seems like every decade has its vilified dogs. I remember back in the 70s, I think it was Dobermans, and then in the 80s it was Shepherds, and then in the 90s it was Rottweilers. It's been pit bulls for a long time now. So here's a real
stray pit bull
who did an amazing thing.
The dog was walking down the street in a small Georgia town when a man whipped out a knife while arguing with a woman.
Responding police officers gave the dog the name Hero, and rightfully so.
After he was able to fend off the predator so that the woman could actually escape.
In the process, Hero was stabbed by the guy with the knife
5 times.
Hero's now at a pet adoption agency in Tennessee called Fighting for the Bullies. Some lucky person's going to be able to take him home in just a couple of weeks.